Hospital delivery rooms are looking a little quieter these days. In response to the spread of COVID-19, hospitals are putting limits on who can be in the room during the birthing process. Those restrictions, along with other concerns about the virus, are leading some women to consider delivering their babies at home. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Veronica Webby Upchurch and her husband had been trying to get pregnant for 4 years. They went through infertility treatments, had 2 miscarriages. Now, Webby Upchurch is almost 32 weeks along.
I kind of have had a lot of anxiety this pregnancy anyway. It's like, okay, so now it's going to happen in the middle of just, you know, worldwide craziness. And what does that really mean? What are the risks for me and what are the risks for the baby? And it's been kind of a lot.
For women who are pregnant, COVID-19 is causing stress on a few different levels. Dr. Jamie Routman is an OBGYN at Brookwood Hospital. She says there's the general fear of getting the virus. Right now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's unclear how COVID-19 could affect pregnant women and their babies. And then Routman says there's a lot of uncertainty and concern about hospital policies.
I feel like over half of my OB patients that I'm talking to in clinic are like in tears because they're so afraid their husbands are not going to be able to come and be with them in the hospital.
Hospitals around the country are limiting visitation for labor and delivery patients. Brookwood Hospital allows one support partner to stay with a woman during and after the birth. It's the same at UAB Hospital. But some women want additional support. Melissa Jackson is almost 37 weeks pregnant with her second child. She was planning to deliver in a hospital with both her husband and her doula, but now her doula can't be there.
That was one of the big reasons we decided to switch over to a home birth.
Jackson and her husband recently hired Rebecca Myrick. She's a professional midwife licensed in Alabama. Myrick, like many midwives, says demand is high right now. In the past few weeks, she's gotten over 20 phone calls from women interested in a home birth.
And typically, I receive, you know, less than 10 calls per month. So this is a pretty significant increase.
Myrick says many of the women who've recently called are in their second or third trimester. Some are concerned about the infection risk at a hospital. They're also worried about being temporarily separated from their babies if they're suspected or confirmed to have COVID-19. The CDC recommends this to help prevent infecting the baby after birth. Not everyone qualifies for a home birth. The pregnancy must be low risk, and a woman can't have certain pre-existing conditions. Dr. Jamie Routman says in general, she advises against delivering at home.
I don't think it's a good idea. Even during coronavirus times, because you don't know when you're going to need like these life-saving interventions for you and your baby.
She says she understands people are frustrated with restrictions on visitation, but she says it's necessary to protect both patients and medical staff. Veronica Webby Upchurch says she's still going to deliver at the hospital. She's due June 4th, and she's hoping by then her doula might be able to attend.
But I mean, anything can change and anything can change about what I have in mind for what would be my perfect delivery. And that's true, you know, whether there's a pandemic or not.
In the meantime, she's preparing for life after delivery. She and her husband canceled their baby shower, but they're already planning a blowout first birthday party for their baby boy. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBA.